One is going to be Sunday, June 3rd. It's actually going to be KBOO's official 50 years old birthday. So it's the actual day that KBOO was born. Out of somebody signing a form saying we are officially on the air.
Yeah, that was the telegram right. that we got from the FCC. The date we received the telegram that informed us of our birth.
Yes, there we go. That's when we were birthed 50 years ago. So it's going to be Sunday, and it's going to be at the Oregon Historical Society, and there's going to be a bike ride and a birthday cake potluck, and we're going to hear all about it in just a minute with Donna and Aaron. But first, I wanted to talk to Kathleen, because you are preparing something really amazing tomorrow night. It's happening.
Yes.
And it's called KBOO Recollection. Can you tell us? So it's an open house, but also so people can come, but then there's also on-air programming.
Right, right. It's KBOO Recollections, the early years. So we're focusing on 1968 to around 1982, that particular time with the people who were involved in that time. And in the very first part of the program, the first hour will be playing some pre-recorded material that comes from some of the people who were quite involved in the early days, and some of the legends and crazy stories that people have of various times.
And can't wait.
Yeah. And we're also going to hear from several people who have recorded audio from people who have died in recent years, key people like Michael Wells and Sue Sargent and some other people from those times. And then we'll have a little section on conflict, because conflict is a theme at KBOO. As
is our, it? I haven't noticed.
And so we'll be going back to the 70s, Del.
Good. That's good. Let's leave it in the past. No, I'm just playing. It is here, folks.
And then the last segment of that time period is about the move to this facility, you know, how KBOO found this place, how everybody chipped in to build it, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the first hour. And then the second hour of the program from 9 to 10 will be open for people who are here to say things, people who have come to the open house, and also for people to call in or us to call a few people too. So hopefully we'll get a lot of participation. And if anybody's out there and you were involved with KBOO during those times, please either stop by or give us a call.
Yeah, that's fabulous. So if you want to stop by, we're going to start at 7 p.m. So 7 to 10, we're going to have here. Don, why don't you tell us what people could expect at the open house tomorrow night?
It's open to the public. It's free. There's no admission. And we're going to be in the back room where you can actually see into the studio. So it's kind of fun. If you've never been here, you can watch it live on air, watch it all go down. And then we're going to have in the back room a place for people to mingle and talk. And we'll have snacks and a slideshow with some great photos from our archives. And it should be a nice time to reminisce and see old friends and meet new friends.
Great, great. That is really, it is really something that's like super important for us to be able to do, celebrate KBOO, but also celebrate all the people who've made KBOO over the years. And I think, you know, both behind the scene and also over the air. So I'm really, really excited about the awesome programming that you have put together for tomorrow. And so who is going to be hosting? Why is that significant?
Right.
And, again, let's invite people to come and join us.
Sure. Well, the host is Victoria Stapiello, who at the time of this focus in the 70s, she was Vicky Tempe. Many people know her by that name. She's going to be hosting, and we'll be inviting people to call in as well. And I want to mention also just a brief little pitch for something that goes with this project, and that's the KBOO Stories Project, which is on the special KBOO website for the 50th, which is 50yearsofkboo.fm. And you can go there and go to the KBOO Stories Project and hear longer interviews with some of the people from that time and later, even into the 90s, we have some interviews, and we're continuing to collect those interviews with people who've been important to KBOO. And if you have any ideas on that, you can email Don at KBOO.org. Right?
Yeah, that's fabulous. And so again, 50 years of KBOO.FM is that website where not only can you do a virtual tour also of the exhibit that's at the Oregon Historical Society if you want a more comprehensive history of KBOO, but also indeed can listen to a lot of the interviews, Kathleen, that you and your team have been doing for the story, KBOO Stories Project. Just really so insightful to be able to get people's perspective as to their involvement and the impact that KBOO has had.
Yes, I really have enjoyed working on that project. So,
yeah, and so tomorrow night you get to hear some excerpts from some of that.
Some
right?
of those, yes.
Yeah, that's great. Yes. So again, folks, come down here 7 to 10 p.m. We're going to have some snacks, and then from 8 to 10, it will be also on the radio. But then on Sunday, don't go too far, because on Sunday, and if you have your bike, also get your bike ready. So Sunday, as Aaron was telling, this is the day that we officially receive the telegram that says, "Okay, we've accepted your license. You're now a radio station, the FCC grants you life." And so June 3rd, so it's Sunday. What will happen?
So if you want to start your day with us at 1 p.m., you can meet at KBOO, which is 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. There will be a Pedalpalooza bike ride that's being led by Diablo and by Sean, so two on-air hosts here at KBOO. And they will take you to a couple old KBOO locations before going to the Historical Society. Mm-hmm. So you'll go to the location on Belmont first, I assume, and then downtown on Yamhill, and then to the Historical Society. And they should get there around 2, which is about when the gathering starts. And then around 3, we will have our MCs for the evening. So Jean Bradley, a longtime volunteer. I'm not sure even how long, but, you know,
over
board member a lot of times, over 30. Yeah, very heavily involved. And then his co-MC will be Mo Baustern, a local performer and longtime KBOO supporter as well. So they will be leading the festivities. We will have Commissioner Chloe U. Daly will be there, because the city has also granted a proclamation that this will be KBOO Day. I'm not quite sure of the official title, but I think it's just KBOO Day. So they will read a proclamation that proclaims it, and we will all celebrate KBOO Day with a homemade birthday cake potluck. Feel free to bring a cake. It's just very in keeping of KBOO that one kind of cake cannot feed all of the different tastes and diets and proclivities and interests of KBOO. So, you know, your community brings your own cake. We all share together. We taste other people's cakes. So, so far there's a lot that's coming, but, you know, cake potlucks are really fun. So we'll do that. And then we'll just be mingling. There'll be guided tours. I'm not quite sure when. Dawn knows all this stuff. I was just going to talk about the
bike
ride.
Dawn has the exact schedule. Folks, get on your calendars, because you will know exactly what time you need to come to get a piece of cake.
That's true. So the bike ride starts at 1 from the station, like Aaron said. And then the party at the Oregon Historical Society starts at 2. And the Oregon Historical Society, for folks who don't know, is located at 1200 Southwest Park Avenue on the park blocks across from the Portland Art Museum. Most folks know that location. At 2 o'clock, we're going to start up. We're going to have some people, special guest talk. We're going to have lots of music. At 3:15, that's when the cake cutting is happening. So make sure that you're, if you're late, make sure you don't come later than 3:15 or you'll miss the cake. And we're not sure exactly how many cakes we're going to have, but the count, the last time that we checked in was like 13, I think. So if we have so many cakes, if more cakes show up and we have more cakes than we can eat, then we're going to have an impromptu cake walk. So we can send cakes home with people too. So that should be fun. And we're going to be doing some audio recording on site too, grabbing some sounds to put in the archives for future people who want to look back and hear what the 50th birthday sounded like.
Right. Creating history.
Yes.
Making it.
Yes.
And so Also reminding folks at the Oregon Historical Society, we still have the exhibit and it's going on until the end of July. So you still have a little bit of time, but there's a lot of really, really cool things that you can check out there. So if you come to the birthday party on top of it, you get to have a tour. Don, I would love to take a minute, to officially on the air thank you for all your amazing hard work. Don Smaltman, folks, joined us in January. And you know, sometimes like things happen like this at KBOO where the right person just falls right in front of us. And we're like, wow, thank you. Because this 50th anniversary deal has been awesome because we want to celebrate KBOO. We want to have the stories. We want to really celebrate the history. And what a beautiful job you've done with those two events, really getting this history alive. I just can't wait for it. But you know, Don, you've been able to just walk in and really your skills and talents were just perfect for this particular job that we needed. But, you know, you have been just really helping us carry our community's vision for these celebrations forward. So thank you tremendously from all of us and from all the members who then got to see and enjoy, you know, your hard work on the other side, the people that are coming to the open houses and to the birthday parties and to the exhibit and stuff. So thank you. It's been really awesome to work with you.
Thank you so much, Dahl, and thanks to everybody here at KBOO and all the KBOO listeners. I've been a longtime listener from the outside, and it's been really awesome to see how KBOO runs on the inside. They walk it like they talk it, folks, and it's a super cool group of people here, and thanks for all the support. It's been a blast.
Yeah, well, we try, folks, to keep whatever the vision of our members is alive as to what, I don't know. We'll try it. So thank you for the witness here that, you know, a little bit of something good is happening. So I'd love, Aaron, because you've been so involved with the whole archiving project from the get-go, because this is kind of like the 50th anniversary is part of something bigger that KBOO is trying to do by sharing our archive and making those. So would you kind of frame the 50th anniversary celebration kind of in the bigger picture of what we're trying to do with all the things that we have here at KBOO?
Yeah, I think the 50th anniversary has been a really great opportunity for us to be able to open the doors and invite people in to be like, 50 years is a really big deal. And he, like, I have kind of envisioned this year as this first 6 months have been like, here's where we've been. We're doing, we have another open house scheduled for June with the women programmers doing the same kind of thing hosted by Barbara Bernstein. So right. We will continue to go back and look at the archives. And also then we will start turning around to be like, where do we need to go from now on? Like, where media has changed so much. You know, we're celebrating these 50 years. We kind of have a little bit more of an understanding of how we've gotten here and what it's taken and who our communities are, like where, how do we need to situate ourselves to continue to do the job that we've been doing for the past 50 years. And a lot of it too for the anniversary is, you know, it's just an excuse to like take a break. Mm-hmm. And be like, we're really awesome. We do all kinds of things that are amazing. And, you know, some people only listen to the news, and so you're hearing this stuff. And some people only listen to the bluegrass shows, or right. They have their one niche. And then some people just listen all the time and listen to a lot of different things. And so we usually kind of break those barriers only during these celebrations. And so to make the celebrations so much a part of the year, it's like, okay, maybe you don't necessarily relate to being in the founding, maybe you don't necessarily relate to other genres that we've had, but like we plan on having a open house for late night programmers, right. And and an open house for we'll have the big street party in August, right. So it's just different times to just have different people cross paths, that we're such a large community. And, you know, especially these days, everyone's just working so hard and just trying to, like, get through the days and get right. The jobs done and what you need to do. And we so rarely, especially, like, as the lefty politicos, like, went, you know, to step back and be like, we've done some really interesting things, or we've made some really interesting mistakes, or this conflict led us to this really interesting place. Right. And here's how we got out of it. And, you know, to just look back and see how much we've learned and how much we've accomplished and how different the world is maybe just for us personally, but also for Portland and,
right,
you know, and who knows how far. And then we'll find out how far from someone who's like, I listen to this show every week in China and your website's not working. And we're like, oh, I'm sorry, but that's so cool. Thank you for listening and we'll get it fixed. You know, and now it's fixed and they're happy. But, you know, there's these times where we stop, and sometimes it's only for the negative things, but,
right,
you know, it just really lets you have a perspective of what this means to all kinds of people that listen. It's really awesome. It's been really great.
Yeah, so please, folks, come tomorrow night, 7 to 10 p.m. is the open house here at KBOO 20 Southeast 8th, and then on the air from 8 to 10 p.m., KBOO Recollections, and that would be focused from 1968 to 82. Which is exactly right before I was born. I was born in 81, actually. again, on Sunday at the Oregon Historical Society, the birthday party starting 1 o'clock here at KBOO for the bike ride, and then 2 o'clock at the Oregon Historical Society. Folks, stay tuned for a combination of Keeping It Real and Combined Culture Radio for the next 2 hours. Is going to be awesome. This has been News from the Boo, and I'm going to be gone for the next couple of weeks, so enjoy my Crenshaw. Have a great evening.